You know, most church media resources out there are just a login and a library. You know what I mean? You go and you pay your monthly or your annual subscription, and then you get to create an account, username, password, you log in, and you can access hundreds or thousands of graphics and other media assets as well. And then it's like, well, what do you do? Well, you download them. You have to make sure you have the right programs like Photoshop installed. Then you got to install the fonts. And then you've got to customize that graphic to work how you want. Now, look, I'm not saying this is a bad method for, taking care of your church media. It's definitely a very useful resource from time to time. But the truth is, if you're like most church leaders, you actually want to take that burden off of you, that responsibility fully off of your plate, so that you don't have to deal with it. Well, with Church Media HQ, we are actually a full-service creative solution that works to meet your church's specific creative needs. So you just send us your requirements for a design, and we take it from there. And look, I don't want you to just listen to me and say, oh yeah, that sounds good, let's go for it. No, I actually want you to give us a try and make sure that this is a good fit for your church. So you can start your free 30-day trial of Church Media HQ, no credit card required, and you can get started at churchmediahq.com. Again, this is a 30-day free trial, no credit card required. During this time, we can do things like give you a new design. We can even set up a website for you. All of this is at no cost and no risk to you. If you like the work we do, then you can move forward with a membership. If you don't, no hard feelings. We're just glad you gave us a chance to work with you. So again, get started with your 30-day free trial, no credit card required, at churchmediahq.com. My team and I look forward to working with your church very soon. Now, today's guest is someone that I know from years ago from my college days, and his name is Lance Schmidt. He works at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Newington, Connecticut. His dad, Kerry Schmidt, moved there about 9 years ago and became the lead pastor of that church. And as you'll hear, grew that church from about 100 people to where it is today, which is 700 plus any given weekend. Now, Lance is the worship director, and he does a lot with the media there at the church. And so we have a really awesome conversation coming up. So let's get right to today's conversation with Lance Schmidt. Well, speaking of media, and how have you incorporated that into your worship? Obviously, this is a fantastic example, because that has come in. What'd you say? Like, you've made like 12 something, or 13 of those at this point? Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. And I love that, because that's something that can be, you put out there on Facebook, YouTube, on the interwebs, if you will. And, people can just listen to that or watch that over and over and over again and just worship at any time, really. So I love that. But maybe in the actual, in the actual worship service, how are you guys utilizing media and, the audiovisual and things like that?
And those videos, just so you know, started not because like we're trying to, put stuff out there outside of our church so that people will, so that we'll gain notoriety or something. But they actually started with a very simple concept of, hey, let's make these videos so that our church family can use them as a tool to share to their coworkers and their friends and their family, and really kind of bring in a taste of Emmanuel into their living room and onto their phone screens and all that stuff. And so I know that sounds simple, awesome, but that's kind of how it started. And that's especially through 2020, when we did those 6 or 7 videos, that was why we did it, was so that people could share this content and it be like a witnessing tool. And we've heard of just a countless number of people that have heard of our church, and have come to our church. And before they came to our church, they watched one of the music videos, or they, saw one of our presentations or something.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of the purpose of it. It's not to be cool or to get views. And I think that's really important.
Well, I want one last thing there before we dive into this next thing. I mean, I will say, that is what your church does online. And a lot of times this is done through like maybe your actual live stream or church online experience, but even something like this is very much a window into your church. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, hey, we haven't been, because going to church is a commitment. But taking a few minutes to watch this music video, more or less, that is, yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit of a time commitment to watch it, but I mean, I can do it right here on my phone. I don't have to go anywhere. And I will say, I mean, if people hear, because I mean, so many times, what do? You hear a song, you know, on the radio, or you watch a music video. If you like it and you like that group that sings it, a lot of times you're deep down, you're like, man, I'd love to hear them in person. Yeah. And so I think that's just a really great way to create interest. And, you know, so that's really cool to see that, you know, it's been shared and it's gotten people to actually come and see and actually experience it for themselves in person. That's pretty awesome. So, okay, now we'll move on to talking about your the actual, like I said, incorporating maybe media into your live services themselves.
I would say, I think we just realized early on, and honestly, like a lot of people helped with this early on. I think about a year into me being here, my dad gave me the media, and it wasn't really anything. And it was like, hey, let's start this from scratch. Another guy that's on staff now, Brent, who I mentioned earlier, has really helped build this as well. Mm-hmm. And then Umberto in the early years came and was a part of our church family, still is. But he was very heavily involved in helping develop our media. And so just, you know, props to those guys as well. And my dad has had a big hand in it as well, because he understands just church communications to another level with all of his experience. So kind of us four, those guys that I just mentioned, for the most part, us four started to develop what is going to be our media strategy. And it kind of played back into that come and see mentality. Okay. So almost everything comes back to that. And we started thinking, okay, like what inspires us? Like when I watch a movie, like what inspires me? What inspires all human beings are stories, you know, like when we look at whether it's stories in the Bible, whether it's stories, you know, that you're helping produce with your films, whether it's stories, you know, that we watch in a movie theater or whatever, regardless, stories inspire. And to an even greater degree, a well-done, well-produced story is going to inspire to another level. And so we just decided, man, let's take what God's doing here and let's tell the story, and let's not tell it once. Let's tell it every week, you know, let's tell it every month, every year. And I think the more you tell that story, the more that story just gains momentum, you know? And so early on, we just decided, okay, let's start to tell the story of how God revived this church, of how he brought, you know, pastor out here, of the story of people's, you know, marriages being mended, the story of people being saved and baptized and discipled here at our church for the first time, you know? So it was basically just a decision of, hey, let's take what God's doing and let's project it out into the community, and let's let this kind of perpetuate itself and let God use it. So we started early on to just do that. And I remember we made it was a 100th anniversary video for our church. It was about a few years into us being here, but it was the church's 100th anniversary. And it was one of our first big projects where we did some storytelling and lots of interviews and stuff. And I remember after we did that video, we realized the effect that it had, not just in our church family, but how they shared it with their friends, and similar to music videos, you know. And we just thought, man, we got to keep this going. So since then, we've just decided, okay, we're going to do our best to tell stories. Umberto, a few years ago, started a video it was a video series that we did for a while, and it was called Connect. We ended up just calling it our Connect video, and we do one quarterly. And so about four times a year, we were telling the story of what God had done through these events and through, you know, the past 3 months. We'd always highlight an individual story or two, and then we would try to turn that and then inspire our church family forward, you know, into, hey, this is what God has, you know, ahead for us. This is what's in the coming months. This is how God could use you, you know? And then lately, that type of storytelling has bled into this year. We started a video series. We're just calling them Emmanuel Shorts, and they're just quick videos of life change, you know? So, this past one we did was of a couple, Matt and Marina Jorgensen. I don't think they'd mind me saying their names, but just incredible people. Well, right before COVID, so late 2019, she started just dabbling into everything, man. I mean, she got into something called holy yoga. She searched out Catholicism and Buddhism and just all sorts of stuff, man. And she came across a documentary. I think it was on Netflix that had to do with the gospel. I think it was called the American Gospel or something like that. And God really used that in her life. And so she started looking for churches in the area, found Emmanuel. She got saved here, got baptized here. She's now in our growth track. They're going through our three growth track classes. And so we're basically just taking what God is doing and going, hey, let's produce these videos and continue to tell these stories.
All right, going to take a break in the action here to talk to you more about Church Media HQ and what that means just beyond the podcast or YouTube content that you're watching or listening to. Church Media HQ, as we said at the beginning of the episode, is a full-service creative solution that works to meet your church's specific creative needs. And we have a lot of different ways that we do that. For example, when it comes to your specific creative needs, such as designs, videos, we can help your church. We can help you as a church leader, rather, spend less time in Photoshop and get the graphics, videos, and the on-demand creative services that your church needs to impact your community. All you got to do is tell us what you need, and we take it from there. And we can send you your first on-demand design at no cost to you as part of your 30-day free trial with Church Media HQ, which again, there is no credit card required to start your trial. All you got to do is go to churchmediahq.com and click that button that says start for free, enter your name and email, and get started with your trial. During your trial, you can send us a on-demand design request. You can also schedule a coaching call, and you can even get a brand new website set up. All of this at no cost to you. It's just done as part of the trial, and it's also at no risk to you. And so you don't have to worry about having some type of risk or concern. No, there's no credit card required. We genuinely just want to work with you, make sure that we are a good fit for your church, and that you actually like the work that we do. We believe that you shouldn't take my word for it. You shouldn't just hear me out. No, try it for yourself. Make sure that it is for you. So again, if you want to start your free 30-day trial with no credit card required, head over to churchmediahq.com, click start for free, and I look forward to working with you soon. By the way, if you've got questions at churchmediahq.com, you can schedule a time to talk with me about everything that Church Media HQ can offer. Again, I just want to get to know you. I want to make sure that we, our team, can serve your church and meet your expectations. So schedule a call, start a trial. Either way, I look forward to working with you soon. Now, let's get back to the day's episode. The power of story is something that I come back to pretty often as we talk to different guests and whatnot here when we're making this content. Of course, you've probably heard of StoryBrand. They're shout out again to Nashville, Tennessee. They're right here in this area.
Donald Miller.
Yep. All he's done is tap into, something that's been around really since the beginning of time. And that is, you know, stories. I mean, when you watch a movie, like you go to the theater or stream it on your TV, whatever, that's a story you're watching. You're actually kind of getting looped into that story, and the sharing stories of any kind are just a powerful way to communicate to people. I mean, you think about, I mean, any great speaker or preacher, I mean, they're usually, what they're really good at is telling stories. They're really good at illustrating their sermon. You know, whether that's, maybe they're known for telling funny stories or maybe emotional stories or whatever it may be. That is just a powerful way to keep people engaged. And then what you're saying is you've learned how to just, like you said, tell that story week after week. The story of come and see, and when you come and see, you see Jesus and your life has changed. You know, that's just so, so powerful. And a lot of that, like you said, is being I mean, now I will ask you this actually. Maybe you already said this and I missed it, but now are you using those primarily? Are you saying, hey, we're going to show those during our, during church, or are you saying, no, we're going to take that and post it online? Or obviously, is it a little bit of both? I mean, what's your primary, I guess, presentation method once you've, you know, produced one of these videos telling a story?
I would say that we do both. So we like to show it to our church family in both services, and then we'll post it, that Monday to our Instagram and our Facebook and try to perpetuate it. We're currently building a page on our website where all those stories are going to land to. So, you know, nowadays, like your website is like, I mean, it always has been, but even more so through COVID, it's literally their first visit to your church is your website. I mean, just count that as your first visit. So we're trying to develop a page on our website where if someone comes, they can just click on that and just hear people's testimonies and their stories of life change. So it's kind of threefold there: in person, inspiring our church family, sharing that on social media, and then, you know, through the website, just kind of residual stuff there.
I was just curious there because, like you said, during COVID, well, the only place you can put them is online. But you know, because I will see some churches and most churches now, yes, they are also doing both. But you know, I have seen some churches where it's like they play it in church and that's it.
It's
like put it online. I mean, it costs you nothing to upload it to YouTube. Right. You know, and so that's a really good. Now, our total kind of questions. Are you guys still doing some type of announcement video as well? Is that something you're doing
pretty much weekly? Yeah, we've kind of played around with like where that goes in our service. And it used to be kind of in the middle at times. And we thought we're kind of breaking up the worship experience, you know, and it's kind of we're taking this energy from, you know, the music and this worship experience, and we're taking the message and we're separating it by this informational, you know, it's kind of weird. We put it at the end. And then, you know, we noticed that, our services were going a little long and so not everyone's staying for the video or it's not as valuable. And so we actually have it at the beginning. We just call it our welcome video now. And it's about a minute and a half. And we just try to do as much as we can to just inspire through that video. There's two routes you could go. You could try to be crazy informational, and I promise you people will miss it in a video. Like people will miss information. Like if you're like, hey, we're having this church picnic and signups for this end on, you know, August 26th and the picnic is on September 3rd and make sure you, you know, come at this time and childcare is provided for ages, you know, like, nobody's catching that stuff. And you've got to just go, hey, this is going to be the greatest church picnic of your life. You know, like you just have to inspire them. And then they go, okay, you know, what do you mean by that? And they'll seek out the information if you inspire them. So we've tried to shape our video. Let's just inspire people for a minute and a half for what God's doing, what's ahead. And let's not give all the information. Let's let them seek that out and be it in the bulletin or online or whatever. And that's kind of our approach with that video now. It's changed.
Okay. Yeah. I was there. That answers a lot of questions I'm going to ask. I was going to ask where have you landed on showing it during the service? Because for the same reasons, you know, the churches I've worked with to do, announcement videos, it kind of have gone back and forth. Well, show at the beginning, at the end, it doesn't seem to fit anywhere in the middle. But what you said there is so important. And I've heard that from so many sources that, you know, you need to, whenever you're making a video of any kind to promote something, we're so tempted to just make it informational, because quite honestly, that's the easiest thing to do, is to just be like, well, here's when it is, here's where it is. Yeah, you can mention, here's how much it costs, here's the childcare, whatever. But inspiring them, and like you said, this is going to be the best picnic ever.
Right.
Or obviously, usually it probably needs to be a little more creative than that. But whatever it is to inspire them to say, oh yeah, I really want to be involved with that. And then, you know, really, a lot of times it's like just one simple call to action at the end, like, hey, visit our website for more details.
Dude, I'm hurt a little bit because, you know, I help with our bulletin as well right now. And I literally told our secretary last week, I was like, put in the bulletin, because we only have a little bit of a blurb for our church picnic that's coming up. It's in August. And I said, just put that it's going to be the best church picnic ever. So, bro, I mean, don't knock my creativity.
Hey, you know what?
That's all people know.
Because I know that your church picnic, I trust you that it's going to be the best ever. Believe I just don't want every other church out there thinking that theirs is going to be the best ever because you've already claimed it. So man, I'm with you. If I could come to that picnic, I'd be there. You know, if you live stream it, let me know. I'll watch. But yeah, I mean, that is, like I said, the temptation is make it informational because that's obviously easy to do. But when you can figure out a way to make it inspirational, and even, like you said, incorporate some of that story element of it as well. Like, tell a story with it. You know, what story can you tell to engage people or something like that? So that's cool that you guys are doing that. Now, last question for you, and we'll be done. What right now is, and maybe it's something you're already singing in your church or whatever, but what's your favorite worship song right now?
Oh, man. There's different reasons for this, but I would have to say right now it's Death Was Arrested. Our church family just sings that out, man. And it is, it is a fun time singing it with them. And so, to be honest with you, I had heard that song dozens of times before we sang it with our church. And when we sang it with our church, it became my favorite song. And right now we're introducing a song called Praise the King. It's by Corey Voss. Bunch of you guys have probably heard of it too, but both of those are just really solid. So
really, okay, awesome. Death Is Rested, you referred to that earlier. That's that's the one that the bridge, the free forever. Amen. Singing that in a corporate setting is super awesome.
You can't sing that with low energy.
it's pretty cool. So all right, awesome. Well, Lance, thanks again for your time here, and it has been awesome at this point over the past few episodes, just having you join us and really giving us a lot to think about, a lot to do. I mean, I like how actionable a lot of your points you made, where people can go out and get involved with this and start taking these steps right now. So thanks for being with us, and we'll have you again on sometime.
All right, sweet. Thanks, Luke, appreciate it, man.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check the show notes and video description to learn more about products and services from Church Media HQ, as well as details about our guests and content contributors. Speaking of the content, if you find it helpful, please take a moment to leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with other church leaders like you. Also, be sure to check out our newest show, Connection Culture. This is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Church Media HQ is a production of the Must Increase Network. The show is edited and produced by Bo Snyder. The creator and executive producer is myself, Luke Clayton. And until next time, I want to remind you to try something new. Why? You know why. Because it's so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at simply doing the average. We'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.